Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Rebecca Green. Welcome to the October News Roundup. We'll dive into last month's biggest stories in a few minutes, but we wanted to begin our show with election analysis from Andy Downs, director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics. Andy and I began our conversation looking at the results of Indiana's U.S. Senate race.
Obviously, a lot of people are going to start at the Senate level, which is appropriate. That's the race that got the most attention. And after $60 million, I don't think there's a person in Indiana who didn't see a commercial of some kind. So when you're running for office, you always have to be able to make sure your base is with you. You know, you can expect that the average person who's running will lose some small percentage of their base, but your base has to be with you. And as we look throughout the state, what we see is that in a number of counties, there was just a number of Democratic-friendly counties, there was just an underperforming in terms of voter turnout. We saw really good turnout, for example, for a midterm election in Allen County and some other counties around here. But when you look at Lake County and Marion County, what you saw is actually fairly low turnout. If you're going to win as a Democrat, you not only have to have your base with you, but you also have to get a good chunk of the independents or moderates, as you might call them. And it looks very much like there was some underperforming there as well. Now, having said that, this does not mean that the road to victory for a Democrat is to run as a moderate. It could be that there is a different version of a successful Democrat around the bend, somebody we have not seen yet, somebody who maybe is able to take parts of a liberal message and make it something that people in Indiana want to hear. After that, I think for a lot of people are going to be surprised that Mike Delf from around the Indianapolis area lost his seat in the General Assembly. He's somebody a lot of people think is all, they were always thinking, well, he's going to lose this time. Well, he's going to lose this time. He's going to lose this time. Well, this time he actually did finally lose. He's somebody who bucked his party quite a bit. And so that's a bit of a surprise for people. Beyond that, I suggest that people go look at the local races that are of greatest interest to them. Take a look at who won your school board race. Take a look at who is representing you in the state house, in the state senate, or on county council. Those races matter an awful lot in what our lives are like.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I think I talk a lot about, and I've talked before on this program, about the constriction in the media and how there's not enough reporters in the shop. There's not enough people on the beat to keep track of some of these things, to monitor some of these things. And so when these big national elections feel so existential, sometimes you forget that there's these local races. Is it possible maybe for some of that excitement and focus on the national level to trickle down where we start to see contested school board races, contested county recorder races, county council races in some of these smaller places where the ballot is very thin?
One of my colleagues at the university, Jamie Toole, and I, we have an ongoing debate about what's the most important level of politics and government. And he studies international relations, and so that's where he obviously thinks it is. I study more state and local politics. And one version of our debate is him saying nuclear weapons. That's his trump card. And then I say, pothole, you hit it on the way here, you might hit it on the way home. Which one's going to bother you more, the likelihood there will be a nuclear war or the pothole you hit on the way here? And then we sort of agree that we each have a pretty good point. But the reality is, when you think about what we experience on a daily basis, we experience, you know, fire protection and garbage collection, leaf collection. We experience the quality of the water coming through our pipes and going out of our house. We experience snow removal. These are very local issues, and they're issues that don't necessarily set themselves up to an obvious partisan approach. Don't get me wrong, it's possible to be partisan about these things, and we see a lot of that going on. But in the end, a pothole needs to be filled. There is no kicking that down the road, so to speak. You've got to take care of that problem today. And that's part of why I believe more people need to be paying attention and participating in the local races. The problem is the national races are the ones that raise so much money. They get national attention. It's just easier to know about
them. They kind of suck all the air out of the room.
They really do. And you, whether you want to know or not, you know who's running for Senate when $60 million is being spent in your state. And it becomes hard then for somebody who's running for a school board position to raise enough money to even get your attention. Now, fortunately, a lot of those races are small enough, especially in smaller towns where you can, as a candidate, literally go door to door and meet everybody. And I encourage candidates to do that all the time because your party label will matter less. When you've taken the time to go to someone's house, knock on their door, they will respect you for having done that. They will listen to you. And that's actually the best chance you have for delivering an unfiltered message to a voter. So that's one of the things that we need to look for. But the reality is running for office is not easy. You do have to raise some sort of resources. Usually that means money, but it could also mean friends and volunteers who will work for you. And you do have to be willing to have people say not very nice things about you, which is unpleasant, and that drives a lot of people out of the system.
Going forward in this kind of hyperpartisan, our team versus their team, red team versus blue team approach, how do we address those local issues sometimes when even local races, the few that are not even contested, but they're just, you see like abortion becoming a municipal issue. You see, I think there was some pretty interesting mailers that went out in a contested state Senate or state rep race where that's not something that would go in kind of full rhetoric, would not be somewhere, something that you'd see there. Is the discourse getting poisoned all the way down now?
Well, there's no doubt that we have seen at the local level some of the stuff that we used to only see at the national level. And it does literally trickle down. You see it going from the feds down to the state and then down to the local level. And there are some people for whom, setting aside an issue like abortion, let's go with issues of taxation, which are relevant to a local office. There are people who have more conservative, more liberal points of view, and they will fight for those points of view very vigorously, and in some instances, almost in an uncompromising sort of way. That's a problem when you actually have to get things done. At the local level, and to a degree at the state level, you don't have an option of not accomplishing your basic tasks. You have to get things done. When you have people who become so entrenched that they're not willing to listen to the other side, that's when it becomes a problem. Now, we're lucky in Northeast Indiana and in the listener area for WBOI that for the most part, local elected officials, even those who are very partisan, believe very strongly what they believe, they understand, okay, we do have to get things done. That doesn't mean that those issues won't creep in. And then when you do talk about an issue like abortion, which is not particularly relevant to a local office, it is still a measure of someone's moral direction, their compass. And for a lot of voters who don't necessarily want to understand how a deal like Electric Works is stacked together and do I like the incentives that are being given to this economic development project or that one, it's an easier way to understand you as an individual and therefore know whether I want to support you or not. If I trust your moral character, I trust you will make all those other decisions in the way that I appreciate or the way that I think they should be made.
Andy, thanks for speaking with us tonight on WBY Presents after long election night.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.